Thank you for joining us on this podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. The locals would say we are just a little bit east of the intersection of 7th and 106th on 106th. God's blessings to you. We hope to see you on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Peace be with you.
As Mel was reading that, I'm going to give you a little pop quiz here for a second, all right? In mathematics, you have constants and you have variables, okay? Ring a bell with anybody who took like 7th or 8th grade algebra? Constants and variables, all right? In what Mel was reading, you have a constant and you have a variable. You have the seed and the soil. Which one of those two is the constant?
Seed.
Wow. So that means then, which one's the variable?
Soil.
You got the sermon. We're going to start a series here for about the next 5 or 6 weeks where we're going to look at some of the parables. I gave you a little hint of that when we started the service today about Jesus' parables invert our understanding of everything. It's intended to shake you up. It's intended to have you say, walk into church in Heidelberg, Germany in April of 1991 and just be convinced that you know what the world is like. And to walk out of there 1 hour later and to have everything that you think you understand about the world flipped upside down. That's what Jesus' parables are intended to do for each of us. We had for the last several weeks a conversation about a new service. The 210 people turned in ballots and responses. 182 said yes and 28 said no. I think that's about 88% said they'd like to give that a try. Now, we're going to talk about this at the church council on Tuesday night. I cannot communicate to you how seriously this entire conversation has been. And if you take the parable that God gave to us today, when I picked it out, when I didn't know we were going to be talking about this today, I wonder if the idea of the fact that the soil and how we're going to be good soil wasn't given to us as God's gift. Anybody here want to be rocky ground? Good. Anybody here want to be the kind of soil where the seed falls on us and the bird comes along and picks it up and wanders off with it? Good. Anybody here want to be the kind of soil that's shallow and the seed can fall on us and can burst up for a second or two, but then its depth and its knowledge doesn't really change anything? Good. The dilemma you've got is, how do you know what good soil is? What does it look like? How do you know? Of the people that responded, some 60 had a comment or two. And there was multiple comments that were out there, but I think two of them have to do with the nature of soil and how it is that we become good soil. We're faced with two choices. They're borderline mutually exclusive. For all the engineers in the audience, you turn around to the people that are not engineers and explain to them that means you can't have them both, right? Come on, guys, loosen up. We're faced with two choices. I'm going to use the term concurrent, meaning at the same time, or consecutive, meaning they follow the other. We have one choice on how we're going to do worship and Sunday school here that is concurrent. Worship would start at 9, and we would have Sunday school at 9 in the beginning. And our plan would be that eventually at 10:30 we would have Sunday school along with that. So we'd have two educational opportunities, one at 9, one at 10:30. But in the beginning, we're going to start with Sunday school and worship both at 9 o'clock. Insanity is sometimes defined as doing the same thing over again and expecting a different result. And there are a vocal minority of the 12-ish percent who believe that we've already tried that once. We've already been down that road once here at Hilltop. Why are we going to try that again? Your voice is relevant. We are listening to you. We just don't know quite what the soil is going to look like. But your comment is valuable to helping us understand what good soil is going to look like. Don't know what we're going to do on Tuesday night yet. There's another group out there that believes that we should... There's another group out there that believes that the model that we... Actually, it's the same group that I just commented that you think that we're insane to try this again. And your suggestion is to move to a model that's something like approximately a 9 o'clock worship service followed by a 10 o'clock Sunday school followed by an 11 o'clock worship service and truncate that down to about 45 minutes to 50 minutes each. I'm sitting here at 1 hour and 3 minutes into the service, and I just don't know how I can do that. They want the same, want everything we've got now, but get it done in 50 minutes. Whew. That's almost an impossible task. But we may take a look at that one. But that's driven in part by the fact that we seem to have sort of an 11th commandment here at Hilltop that thou shalt not have a worship service any earlier than 9 o'clock in the morning. There are churches all around that have high attendance services at 8:30 in the morning. Some even have high attendance services at, 7:30 in the morning. Whoa. We're going to talk some more on this on Tuesday night. I think the fundamental issue that we have in front of us relates to the nature of how we combine Christian education or how we sequence Christian education with worship. All the rest of the comments, I think, suggest to us that we have some communication issues that we need to work on. I'm not saying they're not important. They're things for us to think about and reflect upon. But I think those are mostly communication issues. I think the fundamental issue is the one that I just described, which is, where do we place Christian education in the morning as it relates to worship? There's a thing out there called the Pareto Principle. The Pareto Principle is this idea that 20% of the salesmen produce 80% of the sales. And you can repeat that over and over again. 20% of the cost on a catalytic converter produces 80% of the combustion, toxins removed from the air. Repeat. We've spent a lot of time on this, and I think we have about 80% of the information, maybe even 90% of the information. But if 100% of the people don't exactly understand what we're doing and why we're doing it, I'm not sure the Pareto Principle applies to us here. I wonder if we don't need just to keep talking a little bit more. That having been said, I'm not sure we want to give veto authority to one person. Here's my invitation to you today as a result of this parable on the sower. How is it that Hilltop becomes good soil so that when God's everlasting seed that God relentlessly continues to pour upon us over and over and over and over again, that we can produce harvest on behalf of God and the world, whether it's a harvest of 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. God bless you. I would ask you to be in prayer. and be in conversation with those that are members of your church council. Peace truly be with you. Please stand as you are able.
Thank you for joining us on this podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. The locals would say we are just a little bit east of the intersection of 7th and 106th on 106th. God's blessings to you. We hope to see you on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Peace be with you.